This is GQDN for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You will get 25% off of your purchase if you do that. So go do that. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some news about, well, GTA 6. It's not any release news, it's something else. We got more Pac-Man? And some Assassin's Creed news. But we begin today with a deleted message for Helldivers 2. And people are pretty excited about it. Well, Helldivers via SVG.com did get up on the subreddit. And all they gave was a binary code. So SVG did some translating to it, and it did read in all caps, "Where is Carl?" So Carl, according to SVG, may not be in Helldivers 2. But the fans are theorizing that the reference to the quote, Deep Rock Galactic, because the story might be a bit more complicated. Now, the Deep Rock Galactic is a co-op shooter that was developed by Ghost Ship Games. And 3 years later, Helldivers took some of the inspiration from Arrowhead's approach to Deep Rock Galactic, because they have up to four players to fill the role of the space-bound dwarves, where they're going into deep caves and they'll be blasting all the alien creatures. But SVG was talking about the differences from Helldivers and Deep Rock Galactic. But Carl is a character in the game. And Carl was a teammate for the player characters. And he died on a planet called Huxus 4. So, could they be in Deep Rock Galactic? So, on Reddit, fans were arguing about what that meant. And Arrowhead was just calling out the favorite games. So, Helldivers 2 got up on Twitter and said, quote, "The Ministry of Truth would dispel any rumors that Super ETH Dirt Range transmissions were intercepted with an illegal automation broadcast today. SEAF comms teams identified a minor system fault that resulted in a quick burst of static interference. Please disregard." But then Deep Rock Galactic did reply with the binary code. So could Deep Rock Galactic be coming to Helldivers 2? We shall see. Now, if you're like me and you got Stellar Blade, the developers did warn that you might want to go easy on the demo. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Shift Up Corporation did warn players to go easy on the demo because they fear that they'll ruin the main game experience themselves. The demo progress carries over to the main game, and players have been using or been leveling up their skills and unlocking additional combos to get a head start when the game is released later this month. So Stellar Blade did say on Twitter, quote, "We're so grateful for your love of our game. To enjoy the main game properly through, please go easy on the demo. 50 plus hours of demo play. We're scared." The game, as a reminder, will last just a few hours, all the way up to the boss fight. There are tutorials that will introduce the combat mechanics that are feature that will have the players returning to the demo. Those who complete the demo will get a surprise when they transfer their data to the full game. So we shall see what happens there. Now, WCCF Tech did say that Nintendo Switch was overclocking the test reveals and showing a huge memory bottleneck with the overclocked RAM. And what they were saying is that Nintendo Switch would never be able to keep up with PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. But an overclocking test with the modded console did highlight exactly what was held back, or what held back the system. So the YouTube user Naga did showcase that in a video and showed a modded OLED model with 8 GB of RAM runs a game like Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and Mortal Kombat 1. And they said that the RAM was holding back the system, where Zelda the Breath of the Wild did run to a close 60 FPS by overclocking the RAM to 3050 MHz. So in other games, Hogwarts Legacy and The Witcher 3 did show some improvement with its performance in the overclocked RAM, and they were running higher than at 30 FPS in most of the scenes. So yeah, they were running the system. But could this game be on the system? PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Assassin's Creed Japan, which is red, the menu was leaked, and it did say Seasons. Well, yeah, that was on the menu screen. And that was a dev build of the Assassin's Creed Japan game, which is codenamed Red. And the franchise did become somewhat synonymous with leaks. So if it was real, the leaked menu screen did confirm that Seasons will be known as that insider that was reported in the past. In fact, somebody was playing that game and there was a leak of a picture that showed up on the home screen, and that screen did display the quote Seasons or select season end quote. So now we shall see what happens with that. So could Seasons be coming to Assassin's Creed? Looks like it. At least it looks like they're thinking about it. But now there's some updates to Xbox, and that'll be for the Xbox app on your PC and the Xbox consoles. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and they're saying that the game hubs are highlighted with the major addition. Now, the April update would include some new submenu with the Xbox Game Pass section on PC, and Microsoft did say that the buttons will direct you to games from the select publishers, such as Riot Games and EA Play titles. Now, when it comes to the Xbox consoles, they're not as massive, but they're still considerable, because now you can mute the soundboard from audio while chatting over Discord, and the Xbox systems will give you a heads up when storage is getting limited on the OneDrive when uploading game captures. In fact, Game Pass will also have some additions in April, which will be the Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, and that will go to the subscription service today. But six games will be leaving, which includes Back 4 Blood. Now, Nintendo Life did show some of the Japanese games and how they're doing. And they said that in Japan, Princess Peach is top of the hill, and that's among the video games that they play there. And that would also include the hardware that they have. So Princess Peach Showtime, number one, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, number two, Rise of Ronin, number three. And when it comes to the consoles, the Switch OLED model is number one. PlayStation 5 is number two. Big difference right there. Switch Lite is number three. Switch is number four. PlayStation 5 Digital Edition, number five. Xbox Series X, number six. Series S, number seven. And PlayStation 4 is number eight. We'll see what happens when they rate Americas. Now we get to Pac-Man. And PlayStation blog did say that Pac-Man, the Tunnel Battle, will launch May 9th. This will be a 64-player multiplayer that will let you do some traveling and interact with other players' mazes. Yeah, that would be the original Kirby. And according to the picture, you'll be able to dress up that original Kirby called Pac-Man. Dress him up. Now the Chomper will be coming to PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 with crossplay, and that will be early access May 2nd for those who ordered the deluxe edition. But guess what? It's also coming to Nintendo. That's why you should join our Discord. You would know this. So it might be up on Xbox Series X and S as well. Maybe PC as well. We'll see. We'll see. Now, we got the download for the Switch games. And there's Nintendo Life just gave a list and some descriptions to it. So we're not going to hit all of them. But there's quite a few. They're all up on your Switch. And the eShop highlights are Botany Manor, Planet of Lana, and Grounded. We've heard of those games. But there's also Color Road, Football Cup 2024, Greed 2, Monster Legacy New Horizons 2, Soko Frog, and Zookeeper. You can go check those out. And while you're doing that, PC Games N did say that there's a game called Soul Mask that's coming from the developer Campfire Studio and the publisher Kulan Games. And it's an RPG sandbox and survival game. And according to them, it does look pretty good. We shall see. Now, You can hunt creatures, mine resources, and do some quests, and you would discover some new equipment and some abilities. So there'll be some good stuff there. So yeah, you can go check that out. I'm looking to see if there's a release date for that one, and I don't see one. Ah, there it is. Soul Mask, limited time global open beta, is May 1st. And it'll run a full 9 days until Friday, May 10th. You can wish list Soul Mask to get the first playtest, and by the looks of it, it may come out next year. So we'll see. We know another thing that's going to be coming out next year or the year after. DualShockers did say that, some people had to take a look at that GTA 6 trailer and had to have fun with it. So yeah, and they did. But there's one guy with a hose watering his garden, and there's a couple holding out some bananas like they were holding a gun. People, I love you. Now, it is an age-restricted YouTube video, so kids, nah. Adults, watch it. Go ahead and watch it. Just be careful that you don't have any kids with you or you are supervising the kid that is watching it, because there's some stuff in there that may be just for adults. But you know that we're not. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for Finally Friday. So go play some games, people.